And it's already been bad, the polar vortex around the nation. We were mentioning Western New York yesterday, Chautauqua area, all that off Lake Erie, the big old pileup and stuff. How bad is it when your Winterfest, the annual fest they have in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Winterfest has been canceled this weekend due to cold weather. Winterfest! But nonetheless.
Those are some hearty people up there.
Oh, yeah, don't you know? Yeah. You'd think they'd just eat more curds. That's what they say. Things could be worse, though. And we thought they might be, as I couldn't believe that you can't write this stuff. As we are once again on Ted Cruz Watch. Yeah. Just like it was about 5 years ago. So I couldn't believe that somebody at the Dairy Queen yesterday in Crowley said, hey, Ted Cruz left the state this morning. I'm like, no.
What?
Right before a winter storm. Yeah, flashback to 2021 when Ted Cruz jetted off for a family vacation in Cancun. Got a lot of grief for that right before that big winter storm in 2021. Well, he did it again yesterday. But Ted has, he was going to Laguna Beach in California this time.
Oh!
Yeah, beautiful conditions right there. Well, after the, like, 9 million views and whatnot and retweets and all that stuff of the picture of Ted Cruz on the plane departing the state of Texas before yet another winter storm, Ted's office says Senator Cruz is currently on a pre-planned, this was already in the works, travel that was scheduled weeks in advance. He will be back in Texas before the storm is projected to hit, a spokesperson for the Ted Cruz office told local media right there. So we're patiently awaiting Ted's return so he can help out and hopefully, you know, like salt my driveway.
Come on, Ted.
Keep an eye on it because things could be worse. You could be on the Jet 2 holiday with Ted.
So we've been very blessed here in the great state of Texas to have some wonderful weather this winter, but other spots in the U.S., not so much. In fact, early snowfall around the country creating a strong need for salt. And so now there's not as much. It's a little bit of math. That translates into rations. 100% price increases. And now some cities up in Michigan, Ohio, and other snowy destinations have to make some tough decisions and are only salting major roadways.
Mm.
So if you have to go anywhere and don't live on the highway, I'm sorry.
No salt. No salt. Just like your margaritas, no salt. I prefer, personally anyway, brine. It's got a nice aftertaste.
Deliciousness.
Things could be worse. Speaking of, not salting, but de-icing, as if flying the friendly skies is not fun enough, a Delta plane had to return to the gate after de-icing fluids leaked through the outside exterior of the plane and soaked an inside passenger.
Oh, no.
Here's the pilot.
We're going back to the ramp, still coordinating for a gate at this time.
And what was the reason?
We had a bunch of de-icing fluid leak inside of the aircraft and soak a passenger.
Are they coordinating any kind of medical services or anything, or they just need to get right off?
Yeah, I think maybe a new pair of pants for him or something, but no, I think that's the issue. We're just worried about that. We're not used to that.
It's unclear if the passenger got any new pants out of the deal. Oh, no word if that was Ted Cruz, too, by the way. I don't know. He could be. He flies the friendly skies. That's what they say.
So what are you doing at 2:06 today? If your answer is a big, fat bunch of nothing, well, you're right. That's the average time that our energy levels bottom out. And the average person says, I could really use twice as much energy to handle all of my responsibilities. The new study shows that 71% of us feel we'd be happier people with more energy, a quarter downright exhausted after a full day of work, and nearly half just too drained to do the things we enjoy. This eventually creates guilt because we know we should be exercising or being productive, but are tired, and I want a nap, maybe a snack.
2:30 in the afternoon, huh?
2:06.
Oh. Well, if you hang on for just 54 minutes, you get your buddy in the afternoon, Mark Phillips, and he knows what to do.
Sometimes you just need a little hit of caffeine to get through the day, don't you?
Amen.
There you go.
There you go. Things could be worse. Yesterday, we had another widespread technological outage. I'll just read the story. of Yahoo and AOL users reported yesterday on Wednesday unable to access services because of a widespread outage for Yahoo and AOL users. Those that were affected are asked to report back to 1998. And then finally, things were worse for the vice premier of North Korea yesterday. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un announced that he dismissed a vice premier, no name given. Oh, pardon me. Yang Sung-ho. That's his name. Yeah, Yang Sung-ho has been relieved of his duties as the vice premier. Quote from North Korea, Kim Jong-un called him a goat yoked to pull an ox cart.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so he was the wrong kind of goat there. And if only Mark Phillips could have gotten to him soothing.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
So good.
That's right.
So good.
Soothing him every bit of the way. That's what they say.